Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. With the gorgeous weather here in the Northeast, well, I'm ready to swing. So let's swing. Let's begin with Let's Begin and Anita O'Day on New York Standard.
Now that you've got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me? Is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done all in fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven may be hell. What is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin. Kind of game is this that we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what to expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven may be hell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
Show me how to mambo. I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count 2, 3? Do you count 3, 4? Won't someone please show me how to mambo? That crazy rhythm with the funny beat has me tripping all over my feet. I can rumble, I can samba too, but the mambo's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mambo? And I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count 2, 3? Do you count 3, 4? Won't someone please show me how to mambo? Do you count 2, 3, 4?
Mambo!
Cause that's what you do when you...
Mambo!
Do you count 2, 3, 4?
Okay!
Is that what you say, just?
Okay!
They do the mambo everywhere you go. Yes, the mama has stolen the show. I can conga, I can tango too. But the mama's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mumbo? I'd like to know how you do a mumbo. Do you count 2, 3? Do you count 3, 4? Won't someone please show me how to mumbo?
Got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal, a real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 Kalamazoo.
Thank you. Thank you.
the one and only Lionel Hampton there. That was I'm in the Mood for Swing. Nice little riff on I'm in the Mood for Love, of course. That is from a special, you know, it's funny, I say this not every week, but a lot of weeks, where that's from a special album that of French released sides, things that were issued in France, but eventually saw the light of day here in the States. And it is Sans, let me actually make sure, Sans en de Jazz, 100 Years of Jazz. Anyway, before that, before Lionel Hampton, we heard Benny Goodman, Tippy Tin from the Sing 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 compilation, the non-live version of Sing Sing Sing, of course. In the middle of that, we heard the Bemsha Swing from Mr. Monk, Thelonious Monk, from the Brilliant Corners record. And before that, we heard Glenn Miller. So we had two legends of swing surrounded by a bop guy. But an up, that was a nice swing tune there. That was I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. And that is from the essential Glenn Miller. And the first two songs we heard were Show Me How to Mambo from the Morning, Noon, and Night collection of Arthur Prysock. I have a real affection for Prysock. He could be a little schmaltzy, but that song is really straight. Just great, great, great song. And Anita O'Day with Let's Begin is where we began. Moving on. Well, this is a special time of year for me. This is the birthday season. Most of you listen to the show on Sunday, although I'll be putting it up here on Saturday, May 31st. And I don't know how else to say it, but this is the birthday month. This is birthday month for myself and for my wife. And so I always like to play a couple of special songs for her. So Dinah Washington will kick us off with Let's Fall in Love. This is from the I Wanna Be Loved album. Dinah Washington, followed by Les Paul on New York Standard.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. Been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let's let our own hearts discover. Well, let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it. While we are young, come on, let's fall in love.
Start something.
set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony, sing with the strings of my heart. All the skies seemed blue again, what else could I do again? Keep repeating to him again, I love you, I still recall the thrill. I guess always will.
Be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another? Is your figure less than Greek is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Chet Baker with My Funny Valentine. That's from the My Funny Valentine album. Before that, we heard Chet Baker. Also, There Will Never Be Another You. And we heard There Will Never Be Another You by Sonny Rollins. And Coleman Hawkins, Sonny Meets Hawk. And Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, Les Paul, from The Legend and Legacy of Les Paul. It's that great box set that they put out about 25 years ago at this point. 22, I'm going to go with. I think that came out in the summer of 92. Maybe 91. Anyway, and before that, Let's Fall in Love with Dinah Washington from the I Wanna Be Loved album. Well, picking things back up a little bit, we've got, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope on the road to Morocco on New York Standard.
We're off on the road to Morocco. This camel is tough on the spine.
Hit me with a band-aid, boy.
Where we're going, why we're going, how can we be sure?
Well, I'll lay you 8 to 5 that we'll meet Dorothy L'Amour.
Get in line.
We're off on the road to Morocco. Hang on till the end of the line. Stand by
like your jockey.
Discussion. Here, this country's where they do the dance of the seven veils.
We tell you more, but we would have the censor on our tails. We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. We're off on the road to Morocco.
Look out.
We're cleared away, cause here we come. The men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives in half.
It seems to me there must be easier ways to get a laugh.
Shall I put my big shoes on?
Off on the road to Morocco.
Well, blow a horn.
Everybody duck.
It's a green light. Move on, folks.
We may run into villains, but we're not afraid to roam.
Because we read the story and we end up safe at home.
Yeah,
we certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound.
Like a complete set of Shakespeare that you get in the corner drugstore for $1.98.
We're Morocco bound.
Or like a volume of Omar Khayyam that you buy in a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia.
We're Morocco bound.
We're gone.
Gone.
mama, why do you treat me so? Mama, 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 why do you treat me so? Oh, I know why you treat me so bad. You treat me mean, baby, just because I'm girly low. Now, mama, if you listen, baby, I'll tell you something you don't know. You don't know. If you just listen to me, honey, I'll tell you something you don't know. If you just give me a break and take me back, I won't be gully no more, gully no more.
Mr. Louis Armstrong, I should say. That was Gully Low Blues off the Hot Fives and Sevens. That's from Volume 2 of that series of recordings. Still can't recommend enough that you buy, download, stream, however the hell you get it, get it. That is Gully Low Blues from Louis Armstrong and the Hot Fives and Sevens. And before that, we heard Blue You from Chick Webb. That is from one of those kind of unique recordings that you see out in the stores, if you even bother to go to the stores anymore, 1929 to 1934. It's basically a compendium of sides that were released at the time. And we started off that set with Road to Morocco, singer there, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, obviously. All of their traveling pictures. Well, we've come to a really nice part in the show. This is the part of the show where, and you know, I did not include a Broadway bit in this week's show. I didn't include ballads other than what you've heard so far. I really wanted to be this, to have an up-tempo show here. But I did want to, as I was going through my recordings in preparation for the show, I found something that I thought would be of interest to you and that you should hear. I play it a few times a year, and this is fitting because of the time of year that it is, how beautiful it is, and who's going to argue ever Duke Ellington. This is a very special recording of Duke Ellington live at Newport, and I've talked a little bit. In fact, I think the first or second show I ever did talked about this recording. That for years, the only recording of the of this show, of this of Ellington live at Newport, was actually not recorded live at all. There were pieces, bits and pieces used in the in the production of a studio recording with canned applause. And if you read the liner notes of the Ellington at Newport 56 recording, you'll see what I mean. It is one of the classic jazz standard recordings. You need to own this. just as much as you need to own the Hot Fives and Sevens, just as much as you need to own the Carnegie Hall concert. It is just as important, in my opinion, because of what Duke Ellington brought to the table that day and his orchestra. The unique piece of this is that this is an unearthed recording. Columbia Records always had their own mono recording of this show. But Voice of America had its own mono recording of this show. And if you take two mono recordings that were recorded from two different sources, in two different sets of microphones, etc., and you basically pan one recording left and you pan the other recording right, you get a stereo recording. Now, you have to be careful, given the way space and time and the way sound travels, you have to be careful for what a thing called phasing. But phasing, and what phasing is just making sure that sounds are hitting the microphone and that everything's hitting everything at the right time, is probably the most generic description. If things are out of phase, and there are techniques in recording that where if you flip phase, you can use it to your benefit. It can sound unique. But if you don't, and you're out of phase, then it sounds like your ears are gonna pop. If you're sitting at a studio, and if you're sitting in a studio at a console or a desk, and you hear that anyway. So they unearthed both recordings, and that's basically what they did. They took the Voice of America production and panned it left, and they took the Columbia production and panned it right, and made very special care of the import into a computer back about 15 years ago now of these recordings, and made sure that they were lockstep and that there weren't phasing issues. They had to be very, very careful of that. Anyway, the production that was released is stupendous. It's a tremendous document of recorded history, and I bring some of that to you now. This, you're going to hear you're going to hear some announcements through this. You're going to hear day in, day out. You're going to hear Duke intro Paul Gonzalez. And then you're going to hear what is considered to be the ultimate recording of this song and what it was that made this particular session, this live concert, so special. Paul Gonzalez playing 42 choruses of Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. It is worth your ears. Everything on this show is worth your ears, but this is definitely worth your ears. So sit back and enjoy Duke Ellington live at Newport, 1956. These are some of the best songs you'll ever hear. This is Day In, Day Out with Jimmy Grissom singing, and then Paul Gonzalez on the tenor saxophone in Diminuendo in Blue and Crescendo in Blue. A New York Standard.
Thank you very much for Harry Carney. And now Jimmy Grissom sings Day In, Day Out.
Same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. And the pounding becomes the old.
day in, day out. Oh, day in and day out. When I awake, I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in me, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Well, welcome rain, welcome shine. I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand times. When there is day in, day out, day in and day out.
Jimmy Grissom. Thank you, Jimmy Grissom. And now we would like to play some of our 1938 vintage, diminuendo in blue and crescendo in blue. These are separated by an interval by Paul Gonsalves. Thank you.
I wanted to leave that up.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
There's Duke. There's something about his voice, just his speaking voice. You don't expect, given the way he looks, you don't expect his voice to sound that way. But stupendous. One of the ultimate recordings in jazz history, in my estimation, in most people's estimation. Man, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Duke Ellington and his orchestra live at live at Newport, 1956. Make sure if you download, if you buy this, if you rent it, if wherever the hell you get it, wherever you get it, make sure that you get the 1956 live double album. The precursor did not have as many songs. The studio can production, it pales in comparison. I've heard it. I heard it a lot when I was a kid, and then into college, and then when this thing came out, I actually sold the version of that I had because it was not worth it anymore. Well, I hope you dug that. I do. Well, since we're going to change things up a little bit, the swinginest tune that I've got from Johnny Hartman that's not really schmaltzy is "On a Clear Day You Can See Forever." It's a bit of a ballad still, but it's perfect because we're hoping for clear days here wherever you are. Here's Johnny Hartman, "On a Clear Day You Can See Forever."
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, nothing will astound you, and the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain seen sure. You can hear from far and near a world you never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever and evermore.
To be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Never be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Baby, it had to be you, wonderful you. Had to be you.
Yes. Such a great version of that. That is It Had to Be You, Harry Connick Jr. from the When Harry Met Sally soundtrack. Haven't watched that in a while. I got to go catch that somewhere, somehow. Before that, we heard Johnny Hartman, On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. That is it's actually a really good version of that song for someone who is known as such a balladeer. He does a nice treatment of that tune. Not quite swinging, but certainly up-tempo. Well, we're moving into a really cool segment. We got Charlie Parker. And anytime you got Charlie Parker backed up by Charles Mingus, well, you're in good shape. We're going to start with Embraceable You, Charlie Parker. This is from the complete Charlie Parker on Verve, Disc 3. Most of what he did on Verve, frankly, was kind of schmaltzy and not so great. But this is really, really cool. And then we're going to back that up with East Coasting from Charles Mingus. And maybe some other stuff, too.
Thank you.
like that tune. That's Charles Mingus, East Coasting. That is the, let's be very specific here, very specific. That is the alt take number 3 from that record, from the East Coasting record. And the song is called East Coasting. So I actually, I'm sending that one out specifically to my buddy Nick McGlynn. I saw him out on the water in Maryland. And just looked, the photo, the thing that he did, it just looked so appealing. And I thought of this song immediately when I thought of that song when I saw that photo. Anyway, before that, we heard Charlie Parker with Embraceable You. Up next, Fletcher Henderson from the Fletcher Henderson Story, Clarinet Marmalade.
It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. Our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here.
Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place, and put on a happy face. Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and vinegarish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place, and put on a happy face. Come on, booby, smile, it's your birthday.
Come on, booby, it's your birthday. Hey, there we go. That's Tony Bennett. I've never heard that. I've never heard that in that song, and I've been listening to that song for my whole life. Before Tony Bennett, we heard from Nat Cole, Our Love Is Here to Stay, and before that, we heard Clarinet Marmalade, Fletcher Henderson. From the Fletcher Henderson story. He's another one. That's a must buy. It really is. The Fletcher Henderson story is it's a great piece to give you a sense as to what's out there and the derivation of jazz. Moving on, the swinginest guy, the swinginest cat, the smoothest swinginest cat. Grant Green, this is from Grant's First Stand, Miss Anne's Tempo. On New York Standard.
Thank you. If the stars were mine, I'd give them all to you. I'd pluck them down right from the sky and leave it only blue. I would never let the sun forget to shine upon your face. So when others would have rain clouds, you'd have only sunny days. If the stars were mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd put the stars right in a jar and give them all to you. If the birds were mine, I'd tell them when to sing. I'd make them sing a sonnet when your telephone would ring. I would put them there inside the square whenever you and I, so there'd always be sweet music whenever you'd walk about. If the birds were mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you. If the world was mine, I'd paint it gold and green. I'd make the oceans orange for a brilliant color scheme. I would color all the mountains, make the sky forever blue. So the world would be a painting and I'd live inside with you. If the world was mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd wrap the world in ribbons and then give it all to you. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you. I'd put those stars right in a jar and give them all to you.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, what a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking. Each morning I get up with the sun to find at night no work has been done. Once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, got me all aglow. Fascinating rhythm. Once it didn't matter, now you're doing wrong. When you patter, I'm unhappy. Won't you take a day off, better run along somewhere way off, make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, you got me all aglow. Fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm, fascinating rhythm.
I, honey, did I do? Do I need you? Oh my, do I, baby, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, baby, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, baby? Did I do? Do I want you, need you, miss you, love you, honey? Did I?
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-hi and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock a by your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy saying. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Listen to the
I'm just going to be in awe of that song right there for a second. Right? Wasn't that the best? It's the best. It's the best. That's all there is to it. It's Ella Fitzgerald singing Lullaby of Broadway. I'm thinking if it weren't such a hot, hip, happening song, I would open my show with it, but it's not. It is. It's so big and bold. I love that version, and it matches very well with the Mel Torme that we heard in that same set before Lullaby on Broadway. But that was Ella Fitzgerald, Lullaby on Broadway, from Sing Sweet Songs for Swingers. Say that 10 times fast. In between Mr. Torme and Ms. Fitzgerald, we heard Billy Eckstein, "Deed I Do," from No Cover Minimum. No, I'm sorry, No Cover, No Minimum. And before that, we heard Melody Gardot from her My One and Only Thrill record that came out about 5 years ago. I think she's put out a new record, but I got to check. If the Stars Were Mine. Nice little Latin bit there. And fitting that we started off that set with Miss Anne's Tempo from Grant Green, who was Latin-inspired, but certainly not not straight Latin guy at all. Well, we are moving on. We are moving on. Speaking of Latin, Ole Coltrane from Ole Coltrane. Charles Mingus. Man, he was something. He really was. Just, he was a wonder. He really was. He was just a wonder. That is from the Mingus record, theme for Lester Young. And what a theme it was. Just such a great tribute to a great tenor man. Before that, we heard Paul Chambers and the Paul Chambers Quintet, four strings. And we kicked off that set with Coltrane doing Olé from the Olé Coltrane record. It's a lot of fun. That was a nice, sweet little set. Well, we are closing this week's show. It's a long show with two special recordings. And I'm going to leave it here. I'm not going to back out the show here this week. Something I've taken to the last several episodes. I don't think there's anybody who mourned the passing of Lou Reed in passing. I really don't. At least those in the Western world, and certainly those with any sort of cognizance of pop culture. The contribution that Lou Reed made to music and art as on the whole, and by no means, let me just preface all of this by saying I am not a Lou Reed expert by any stretch. I know his contribution. I own a handful of his records. But man, I'm fully aware of the contribution that he made to the world of music. And someone that I've been a fan of off and on over the years is a guy named Joseph Arthur. I guess I got reconnected to his music a couple of years ago. He opened for the Afghan Whigs. And I can't remember how it was, but there a bunch of mutual connects between him and myself. And so we ended up getting connected on Facebook. And in fact, he ran into a little bit of a legal snag several years ago with his van. And it was stolen and gear and all of that. And so we've just sort of kept connected. The guys that he's worked with, the work that he's done, I've come to really admire the breadth of work that he's done the last couple of years. And not just because of the personal relationship. And again, that the personal relationship is still pretty two-dimensional in the digital domain. Although I'm trying to think, I think we may have had a quick hello at All Tomorrow's Parties, but I don't think so. Anyway, I don't know, several weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, I was it was home. It was a Tuesday or Wednesday night. I was alone, and I was doing some work. And I happened to have Facebook open, and I saw that Joe posted a link to his latest recording. Now, he's put out two full-length records called The Ballad of Boogie Christ over the last about 18 months, 24 months or so. And it's a fine, there's volume one and volume two. They're both really fine albums. I haven't dug in as deeply as I have with what I'm about to play you. But Joe and Lou Reed had struck up a relationship. That story in itself is pretty interesting. When Joe auditioned for Peter Gabriel, he met Lou Reed. And he auditioned for Peter Gabriel at the Fez, a nightclub here in New York City. And Lou Reed happened to tag along with Peter Gabriel, and just kind of mind-numbing the thought that those two guys meeting this guy and the whole bit. Anyway, I don't think they connected immediately, other than having met, and then just over time they sort of started to swim in the same pool. And given Joe's youth, I'm guessing that he swam closer to Lou Reed's pool, and they ended up becoming pretty close friends, having spent the last several birthdays with him, with Lou and whatnot. And the best record I've heard this year is this recording by Joseph Arthur. It's entitled Lou. It's a dozen songs of Lou Reed's. And for someone who is sort of harmonically challenged as Lou Reed was, to have someone as talented as Joseph Arthur is to come along and retreat your songs is a treat for us, frankly. So given that we play here, New York Standards. And this is going on a little bit off the page here. But Lou Reed was most definitely a New York Standard, certainly of a different era than a lot of the music that we play here. But I wanted to bring this to you because I think it's worth your ears. I'm going to play two songs. I'm going to open with Walk on the Wild Side and NYC Man. I hope you enjoy this. I hope you check this record out. It's worth it. It's worth downloading. It's worth owning. It's clear to me. And the recording of this album was done in, over the course of just a few days in Joe's apartment. I know he lives in Red Hook. He's spoken about the studio that he has, and I'm guessing he large enough to have a studio or you know living room type space, maybe like a loft or something. Large enough to do that and do you know have a real living space. Anyway, they've recorded this thing in several, just a few days, with very sparse arrangements, but just it's painstakingly. Pardon my French, it's fucking gorgeous. It is a beautiful recording. This is Joseph Arthur doing Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, and NYC Man. Enjoy this. It's a real gem, and I urge you to go out and buy it. So long, farewell, avuida zane, goodbye. This has been New York Standard. I'm Andre Archambault. And this is Joseph Arthur on Lou Reed.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. It's tacked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Say, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Color girls go. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here, a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo. You should have seen them go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Jackie's just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Value would've helped that bash. And said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side.
City, I love you.